Well, pivoting here, 60 years ago, Philadelphia was the first city to create a percent for art program in America, in which developers who acquire public land to build on are required to spend 1% of construction costs on public art. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it's become a model for other cities.
There are over 1,500 pieces of public art scattered around the city, plus more than twice that many murals, giving Philadelphia one of the largest collections of public art in the country. Over 600 of those pieces were created through the city's Percent for Art program. The public art is mostly sculptures and statues, but there are some more unusual things, like this public park in the Fairmount neighborhood. It's called Connections. It's a 2-acre city park designed in 1992 by the Greek-American artist Athena Tacha. She made a huge centerpiece with swirling tiers of plantings and arrangements of rock outcroppings. Rick Fry eats his lunch here almost every day. He's a teacher at the nearby community college, and he says the real beauty of Connections is the magical way it frames the skyline.
The stones, the way they're placed, depending on where you sit in the park, they mimic the skyline above it. So you'll be sitting there and it's like, wow, that just looks just like that new building that was built there, which is interesting because of the fact that it was built before a lot of the skyline was built.
The park was commissioned by the Franklin Town Corporation, mandated by the city when it built the surrounding neighborhood development. The Percent for Art program, administered by the Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority, was started in 1959. That was the era of Ed Bacon, the legendary city planner in Philadelphia, when he was aggressively redesigning the city's downtown. There was an urgency at the time to make sure that the rebuilt downtown was people-friendly. So says the current chair of the PRA, Gregory Heller.
It came from the Redevelopment Authority's chairman at the time, whose name was Michael von Moschisker, and he wrote, "We're under a particular obligation to make our cities places of which we can be proud."
There are actually 2 Percent for Art programs. The one run by the PRA is for commercial development, and there's another one run out of City Hall for public projects, like the Criminal Justice Center, built across the street from City Hall in 1994.
For this building, there was a $500,000 Percent for Art budget overall, so that was 1% of the city's total cost.
That's Margot Burr, the city's director of public art.
And so the Percent for Art program at that time commissioned multiple artists that created pieces that are really integrated into the architecture of the site.
Berg is standing in front of one of those commissions out on the sidewalk. It's a sculpture of a law library made with real books stretching 20 feet high. At the bottom, the artist Philip Simpkin made a bronze podium and lectern.
He sort of envisioned this piece as sort of a forum for people to talk about the American justice system.
Since Philadelphia established the Percent for Art concept 60 years ago, it's been adopted by many other cities, some of which do it better. So says a 2009 report by Harris Steinberg, then of the University of Pennsylvania. The report criticized the Percent for Art program for being weak. Steinberg, who's now with Drexel University, says there was little enforcement at the time against developers who flaunted the law.
It was easy to kind of skirt the regulations. There wasn't a big staff, there wasn't a big enforcement arm.
That report from 10 years ago recommended that the Percent for Art programs be more holistic. It should cut across many city agencies to better align with the city's urban planning goals. Gregory Heller, the chair of the PRA, says it's now moving in that direction.
One change that we made to the program fairly recently was to require each project to have a public education component. Developers take 5% of their 1% for art contribution and use it for public education.
To mark the 60th anniversary, the PRA and the city's Office of Arts, Culture, and the Creative Economy are encouraging people to go out and discover the Percent for Art art. A citywide scavenger hunt with an online interactive map will give out prizes to those who submit pictures of the artwork. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.